Featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy, and this is Dark Side of the Tune, the show where we look at the strange, the unusual, the loud, the alternative, kind of anything that falls underneath that umbrella. And today I'm joined by a very special guest. My mom has come up to visit me here in Kingston. And I think, like, when I think of where my music taste came from, or like who gave me my music taste, I think it's definitely you. Like, listening to those songs when I was younger on the iPod, like...
Absolutely. I think I'm really excited to be here. And the fact that we're doing this radio show, I think, just shows your love of music, which is incredible.
Oh, agreed. Well, thank you. Thank you. And this episode, since Spotify Wrapped finally came out, oh my God, talk about taking a long time to come out. We are going to be doing kind of a more Wrapped type episode where we'll go over the songs that both me and my mom have enjoyed this year, because again, we share like a lot of the same music taste. Like when I saw Fall Out Boy in March, she was there with me singing along. I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. One of our best, I think, concerts we've been to in the last couple of years. And it's interesting because that concert introduced us to a new Fall Out Boy song that we didn't know about, and it's the number one song on both of our Spotify Wraps this year.
Yeah,
so I think that's the perfect song to start with.
It's almost embarrassing how many times we both listened to this song. So we'll start. Here is The Phoenix by Fall Out Boy.
Change you
that was Sucker Punch by Die Mannequin, who we have played in the past. I'm a really big fan of their stuff. They're from Toronto. And the first song was The Phoenix by Fall Out Boy, who was both me and my mom's top artist. And that was our top song of the year.
Yeah, who would have thought that we would have both had the same
song? It's scary.
It is. But it kind of gives me that that anthem, like get up and go and just push through and work hard and have fun. I think that's the sentiment that that song makes me
agreed.
Feel.
I think both of them can fall under that category.
Absolutely.
And you ran the New York Marathon.
I did. And both of those songs were on my playlist
yes.
at key times, like the last 10 kilometers. I really needed that push, you know, put on your war face and get moving.
Exactly. And like, considering that, I mean, this week there's exams. I don't know. I think both of those songs are really, you know, start working, get to it, like we got this type songs. That's definitely my sentiment when I'm listening to it.
I would agree.
Up next, we have even more Canadian music. Now, this next song is from a band from Montreal, and it's actually a new favorite of mine. And I was playing it for my mom here, and she really liked it as well. What did you think of this next song?
I love it, and it's getting added to my playlist
yeah.
as well.
As
I think it's going to be a new favorite for sure.
As soon as I played it, you were like, oh, what's the name of this artist? What's the name of the song? Okay, I'm just going to like, that's going immediately into my like daily playlist.
That's right,
like,
my new running playlist.
Yeah, so here is Ready or Not by October Sky.
Can't it right? Would you recognize me? Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the Tik Tiks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times, it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. Okay, dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for a some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember Dirty Laundry, Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FM. Yeah, see you right, bye.
That was The Hand That Feeds by Nine Inch Nails. And the first song that we listened to there was Ready or Not by October Sky. And now I played a Nine Inch Nails song last week as well. I played Terrible Lie, but I've been listening to them a lot lately, and I think the time of year demands it. I don't know. What do you think?
I would agree. I think, you know, when the weather gets cold, you need to kind of kick yourself into gear.
Yeah.
And it's one of those songs that I've been listening to for a few decades now, right? I listened to it at Clark Hall Pub and Alfie's Pub.
Ooh, back name when drop.
When I was here, Arts 95 and Law 98. And it brings back some great memories. And the fact that they're still on my playlist now, I think says a lot.
I agree. That it shows like the staying power of a song, if anything.
100%.
And talking about songs that have been on our playlist for a while, these next two songs, I'm almost embarrassed to play them for you guys because they are definitely categorized as our guilty pleasure songs for the year.
That's right. They're songs that I think that you liked when you were younger and helped form, I think, part of your musical taste now. But again, they're fun, perhaps on the lighter side of the tune. But
agreed.
We'd be remiss if we didn't include them in this favorites episode.
Exactly. This is like what I was saying last week. It's important to acknowledge all of your Spotify Wrapped, no matter how embarrassing it is. Embrace it. You listen to the music and it's okay to like songs like this that are maybe a little bit embarrassing. So here is Johnny Hates Jazz with Shattered Dreams.
Just too late to know. There once was a time and there once was a way. We had something going, and to my dismay, attention to me seemed to drift, though I don't know where. And when we're alone, seems there's nothing to say. I bring up the topic, you push it away. You say that you do, but I think it's just you don't care. Why do I feel you're using me? Are we an item or are we just two? I need some commitments, all I ask of you. Your lifestyle can change, don't be afraid what you think's in store. I know what's on your mind, you've got lots to lose. Your shallow acquaintance is what's there to choose. It won't get too deep even though I'm worth so much more. So think about it carefully.
Do you want to hustle?
Right. That's right.
Do you want to salsa?
Right. That's right.
Do you want to hustle?
Right. That's right.
Do you want to salsa?
Hey.
If that's how you want it, that's how it'll be. There's no use in trying or making you see that love don't come easy. You don't know what it's about. Get things together, won't take any pain. Need to see it from you never again. From this day on, lesson, but no more games count me out. And you know what I'm talking about.
Smile for a while, let's be jolly.
The time that I went to find something new. You know it's your crime that I'm out to find someone to.
That was I Beg Your Pardon, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden by Concan. And the first song that we listened to was Shattered Dreams by Johnny Hates Jazz. And now listening to those, that's definitely like, they are definitely uncharacteristic for this show. They like a lot happier, I would say.
I would agree, right? And yeah. I think they're the nostalgic songs. They're the make you feel good. And yeah, I love them. I hate to admit that, but I really like them. And I've, again, listened to them for years and they keep coming up as being favorites.
No, I agree. And yeah, as embarrassing as it is, you know, it's part of who we are.
That's right.
We gotta embrace it. Coming up next is a new song that I've been listening to quite a bit recently. This came out this Halloween, so it's been about a month with this song, I would say, but it deserves to have a place on here. This is the new single from Nerima. Here is Reverence.
What's it like in the spotlight? What's the reverence feel like? Tell me all of your demons, but don't let it eat you away.
$16 might be inconsequential, hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos. But put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, and that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca for the big change your pocket change can make.
That was Blackout by Breathe Carolina. And the first song that we listened to was the new single from Narima. That was Reverence. And now Breathe Carolina, that song has been with us for a while.
That's right, since 2011. And I think when I first introduced it to you, you were very young. So you've been listening to really great music, not, you know, your pop radio stations, but really some darker stuff, but at the same time, some really fun songs as well.
Well, thank you. And I think, especially with Breathe Carolina, it's really funny because that's kind of like rave music.
Like, it is. I feel like we went through a rave music period.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing. Like, it's like 2011, two young kids. Yeah, let's throw on. Let's get a little bit of the candy going and start a rave in this small house of ours with two young children. I don't know. I think it's really funny.
I do too.
And another band that I would say has been with us for quite a while now. I remember you playing some of their stuff when maybe I was a little bit older, but Linkin Park. Now, I talk about them all the time on the show because I really love Linkin Park. But you introduced me to them.
I did, you know, and it's one of those things as a parent, you don't want your children only listening to Barney or, you know, the sing-alongs.
Oh my God.
But you've at the same time got to make sure that it's appropriate. But we might have pushed that envelope just a little bit,
yeah.
Introducing you to stuff a little bit younger. But I think it's helped form the person you are today.
And I appreciate
I'm
that.
Very proud.
Yeah. So considering the fact that now, like, Linkin Park was putting out stuff when I was young, and now we have new Linkin Park stuff. I don't know. I think that's really, really cool. So coming up next, here is Heavy is the Crown by Linkin Park.
One knock at the door and then we both know how the story ends. You can't win if your white flag's out when the war begins. Aiming so high but springing so low, trying to catch fire but feeling so cold. Holding inside and hope it won't show. I'm saying it's not, but inside I know.
Today's gonna be the day you notice, 'cause I'm tired of explaining what the joke is.
This is what you asked for.
Number 10 to 1, back then should've bit your tongue, 'cause there's no turning back this path once it's begun. You're already on that list, say you don't want what you can't resist. Waving that sword when the pen won't miss, watch it all falling apart like this.
This is what you asked for. Heavy is the crown, fire in the sunrise, ashes raining down. Try to hold it in, but it keeps bleeding out. This is what you asked for.
that was Dreams by Beck. And the first song that we listened to was the new song. Well, I think it was released as a single, but the full album has been released now. That was Heavy is the Crown by Linkin Park. And now, when you think of Beck, you're probably thinking of like the loser type style. No offense, Beck. No offense. I don't mean to call you a loser.
But that's such a good song, like back from mid-90s, right?
And yeah, then yeah.
He releases Dreams like more than a decade later. So again, just shows the staying power. And again, that he's been on my favorite list for a long time now.
I think like when musicians can kind of retain a signature sound, but also adapt to new sounds as well and new technology, I think that there's something like really impressive in that. And I think Beck here is a great example because, yeah, that's a newer Beck song.
That's right. So it sounds current, but like you said, it retains a signature sound, which
absolutely.
I really like.
And coming up next, we are actually nearing the end of our show, but here is two songs, two very different genres.
Very different.
Like, maybe jarringly so. The first song that we'll be listening to is I Hear You Calling by Gob. I'm sure you're all familiar with Gob, you know, Canadian.
One of those songs, again, that I played for you when you were quite a bit younger, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I remember, like, this distinct album cover on your iPod Nano.
Yes.
Your, like, bright pink iPod Nano.
Oh, that's right.
It's, like, etched into my memory.
And I think we've saved the best for last because I suspect this last song has been on my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh my God.
Many, many years. And I think it's also been on your number one spot as well over the years.
Oh, absolutely. Like I use Last.fm to like categorize music or to like, I don't know, they call it Scrabbles, but like to show you how much you've listened to music. And this song, no matter how many years it has been, and like if I'm not like actively listening to it as much anymore, it is still my most listened to song of all time.
Of all time. Okay.
And it's
so
like scary.
This is perfect to end our episode with this then, because it's Strange Love by Depeche Mode. It's been my favorite song for more than 3 decades, which is scary, but it just goes to show when it's your favorite, it will stand the test of time.
It's true. And you were probably here at Queens listening to it.
I was. Like, absolutely.
I don't know. It's crazy to me that now I'm here and I'm playing it on my freaking radio show.
I never would have imagined it, but I love it.
So here is Strange Love by Depeche Mode.
seem almost unforgivable. I give in to sin because you have to make this life livable. But when you think I've had enough from your sea of love, I'll take more than another river full. Yes, and I'll make it all worthwhile. I'll make your heart smile.
Strange love,
strange eyes and strange love. I like to practice what I preach. I'm not trying to say I'm on my way. I'm always willing to learn when you've got something to teach. Oh, and I'll make it all worthwhile. I'll make it heart smile.
Pain, will you return it? I'll say it again. Pain. Will you return it? I'll say it again. Pain. Pain. Will you return it? I'll say it again. Pain. Pain. Will you return it?
I won't say it again.
Strange love. Strange eyes and strange love.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends, Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.